You're listening to SBS News.
Not a day goes by where the Udani family don't think about Dian. Their 7-year-old son died 4 years ago from a brain hemorrhage when they were in India on holiday. His parents, Rupesh and Millie Udani, faced an impossible choice.
At that point of time, Millie told me, Rupesh, is now the time to donate his organ. That's Dian's last wish. And I told Millie, no, Millie, I can still see Dian's heart is pumping. But Millie told, you have to let it go. That's his last wish. So we contacted the hospital counselor. And at that point of time, we donated his organ because to fulfill his last wish of Dian.
His donation saved at least 4 people's lives.
The Dian heart went to 7-year-old girl who only had 10 days to live. And his kidney went to 2 people, one 14 and one 19 years old, and liver went to 33-year-old person. He has also donated his 2 eyes.
Rupesh admits he was at first hesitant about consenting to his son's donation.
The barrier was my father told me that in case if you give the kidney, he will be born in the next life without a kidney. He will be amputated, you know. And it made me more thinking like that, you know, like, oh, really? Then he told, no, our culture or our religious says we have to go with the full body, you know, with everything inside. And they might not respect his body. And that was the main concern.
1 in 3 Australians have signed up to the organ donation registry. Last year, more than 500 deceased donors saved the lives of almost 1,500 people. There are still around 1,700 people on transplant waiting lists across Australia and a further 12,000 people receiving dialysis. But in some migrant background communities, barriers still exist. Danielle Fisher is the general manager of the New South Wales Organ and Tissue Donation Service.
Death is frequently a taboo subject, and so organ and tissue donation is not something that people have perhaps talked about with their family and friends. So these are really big barriers. I think there's also some misconceptions that people feel their religion may not support organ and tissue donation, but we know all major religions support organ and tissue donation as a sign of goodwill and charity.
Despite being a difficult end-of-life topic for many communities, the Udani family organise a donor and tissue donation event every year in memory of their son. Called Saffron Day, it aims to challenge the cultural and religious barriers surrounding donation, with Dian's story encouraging others to follow in his legacy.
I heard first time Dian's story and I decided to sign up to donate.
If someone at the tender age of 7 can think so much about humanity, we are grown-up, matured people. Why can't we?
8 months ago, Dinesh Nalanathan parted with one of his kidneys for a family member. He hopes to encourage others to make a similar sacrifice to help those who need it most.
I always think about what I want to tell my kids and my grandchildren one day. You know, do I want to tell I almost had the opportunity to help and I didn't, or I tried my absolute very best to save someone's life? So, it's people, you know, travel the world searching for the purpose in their life. I'm one of the lucky ones who was, served it, it was served on a platter for me.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.